The Shabbos thing, you know, right. Thursday night, Yerushalmi Shvius. Okay. I'm going to be free of the Shabbos thing, the truth is. I don't think anyone's going to put that together. Did you see about the Shabbos thing I wrote? Yeah. So I know no one's going to put it together. I know my oilam. I'm free, you know. Like this, I come off looking good. I'm ready to do that. I'm free. Okay. Thursday night, Yerushalmi Shvius, the 11th shir in Perek Gimel. Please excuse me for calling it a shir. But there it is, the 11th. Okay. Chav Beis Amid Beis, and the Yitzvah Hadar. We're up to the Mishnah, actually. Mishnah Hay and Vinsia and Allah Hadalad and Vilna. So, okay, the Hakdom is as follows. Sikul Avonim, to clear stones out of one's field, is actually a tolda of Choresh. Okay, I'm not sure if it has to be told, if it has to be Mechubar on Shabbos. I think it has to be Mechubar Lekarka. If you just, I think it's a Shaila. If you clear away Tolush stones from the field, but you're making the field Roy Lazria. It could be if it's...
How do you define when something, a rock, is mechubar or talush?
If it's connected to the ground, if you have to rip it up, if it's connected. Well, if it's embedded in the earth, how much effort is... If you're not just picking it up, you're actually...
Moving dirt north also?
Yeah, yeah. Moving dirt, it's...
See, I know how, when you talk about a tree, what's mechubar, what's not mechubar, what's tolush.
Maybe if part of it is covered. It's a good question. I'm not sure what the gedder of mechubar is. You say, but you, in English, also you would say it's embedded in the earth, or it's just sitting on the earth.
Okay.
Whether the halachic difference is indeed whether it's... Maybe if it's dug, if something is dug and it's in... In or on,
okay,
probably be a difference. So I think by Shabbos it's a shaila. You're clearing the field and making it roi lazria, but I think we understand logically that if the stone is part of the field, it's embedded in the earth. So then you're improving the earth by clearing away the field called sikul avonim, and then it would be called charisha. You're preparing the field, making it roi lazria. Stoma, if it's tolish. It's likely it's only midrabanon, because you're not really improving the field, because the field is kedekayim akayim. You just, I think it's a shaila hilchos Shabbos. But by shviyas is no difference, because by shviyas is certainly drabanon, because all toldos are drabanon. Okay. So clearing away stones from the field, but rabanon, as always, are always concerned. Wait. Oh. Now, let's say you clear away stones letzarech binyan. That's what the rest of the parak is going to be dealing with. You're clearing stones out of your field, but you're doing it letzarech binyan. So here again, we have the principle that you don't even say psik reshe by shvius. By a diaraisa, it's somewhat of a shaila, but here at worst, you're talking about a drabana. So you certainly don't say psik reshe. So again, the rest of the parak is dealing with a person clearing stones out of his field on shvius. Ostensibly, it would be the Issa Dirabonon, even when it's a, it would be perhaps a tolda of Choresh, but it would only be Dirabonon on Shvius. He, though, means to take away the stones for Binyan, that's why he's taking it away, not to prepare the field for Zriya. Okay. Chachamim were always, and what the rest of the parak is dealing with is Chachamim are always, and this is really universally true. Whenever you say psik reshe is mutter and shvius, chachamim are always concerned, though, what it looks like. That it should be nikar, that your intention is not that. So here also, chachamim are always with makbid, that it should be nikar, that you're taking it letzarech binyan. That's the hakdama to this Mishnah. Actually, later in the sugya, on the Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there will be a discussion of amoiroim, that maybe the Mishnah we're about to learn is talking about that he's mechavein to be mesakein the sodeh. But that's not the poshut pshat in the Mishnah. The poshut pshat in the Mishnah is that he's mechaving to take it away for building, and all the gedorim and the Mishnah are chazal safeguard that it should be clear that that's what he's doing. Okay. So there was this, I don't know, this huge quarry, I think it's called in English, a quarry, Q-U-A-R-R-Y, and it would be in the field, and part of it would be covered with earth. You would have to, like, dig away. There would be two steps. You would dig away the earth, clear away the earth from the quarry, uncover the quarry, maybe even dig it out. Dig out the earth where the stone is sitting, and then you would, what's the English word? You would, like, chip off stones from it, take stones from it. Bang, like chotzev, that's called chotzev, machtsev. You would be chotzev avonim from the binyan. So there would be the chafira, digging it out, uncovering it by digging, and the chatziva itself, taking off stones. So the Mishnah says, lo yiftach adam machtsev b'tchila l'toch sodehu. So that's a chiddush. Lo yiftach, you're not even taking the stones away. Lo yiftach means you're digging in the earth to uncover the quarry itself. That's what yiftach means. Look at the maraful. The mokum b'sodehu shechotzvim mimenu avonim lebinyan im hoye mechusa ofar. It's right. Ain post chenosa betchila b'shvius. Shavroya oim l'sakin sodeyu osa kadei l'zroa betocho. V'lo l'holtzi avonim l'binyan. So, ironically, like the Mishnah doesn't even deal with the taking away the stones. The Mishnah deals with like the bigger chiddush. You can't even be chofer in the karka to be megala it. Psicha. Lo yiftach ad machtsev. Psicha means to dig in the earth to uncover the machtsev, the quarry. That's what it means. So you're not allowed to dig in the earth to uncover the machtsev, and koshkeng really that you're not allowed to be chosev avonim, which looks like binyan. Even that's what the mafarshim speak out. I think the Rishas speaks it out. No, it's the most clear is in the Maraful Taka. See, the Pnei Moshe talks about being Maser the Avonim. He might have learned Lo Yiftach Adam Machtsev means to start taking away stones from the quarry. The quarry is unused till now. But we're going to see later in the Mishnah that it really doesn't fit in. I don't know if the Pnei Moshe even means that. Maraful says, Mokum Sodeh Shechetzev Menu Avonim Lebinyan is the Machtsev. Im hoye mechusa ofar, v'lo hoye nira, maybe all of it, maybe part of it. Ein poischan oisa b'tchila, you don't open it up by digging. Why? Sheharoa omen l'sakin sodeyahu osa kadeh l'zroa b'tocho v'lo l'holtei avonam l'binyan. Because he's digging, I think the stoop shot them in the rush, the art scroll brings down. The digging is that people will say he's digging to take away the avonim in order to be zareya in the field, or you could push and say he's digging in order to plant. Right, the Rasha stoop pshat. Really, the first pshat is closer to pshat because you want the Mishnah to mean that he shouldn't dig in koshkein, he can't take away the stones. So Bishlama, if the digging is that people will say he's digging in order to take away the stones. And koshkein, you can take away the stones. But if the digging is that he's digging in order to plant where he's digging, and then he can't take away the stones, like doesn't.
Okay.
But anyway, stoop shot them in the rash. But anyway, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Well, yiftach adam machsev b'tchila b'tochtayu, unless from before shvius, the following amount of stones is already uncovered. Unless there's a large amount of stones that are already uncovered, that he doesn't have to clear away the offer from. And if there's such a large amount that is already uncovered, so then it's obvious that there's a machtsev here, and it's like a big amount of stones, and people don't bother to take it out of the field in order to plant there. It's like, lo kedai, he's taking it away for binyan. So if he has a certain amount of stones that are uncovered from before Shvius, then it's mutter to dig more. So what's that amount? Achihubo shalosh murbios. Now murbios means a row. So three rows. And there's a lot of pshatim here. So we're going to learn the way the art scroll learns. I think that's the way the Marafulda learns this way. This is the way the Marafulda learns. Sholosh Murbios means three rows. Shehein, each row is Sholosh al Sholosh al Rum Sholosh. Each row has is 3 by 3 by 3, which means that each Even is 3 by 1 by 1, I think. 3 by 1 by 1. Shiur and Esr Mesheva Manim. You end up with 27 stones. Let's see the Marafulda. Achihe Migla Mimeno, until it's uncovered, it has already been uncovered from it. Me'er Shvius, Shalosh Shuros, so Murbios a row, three Shuros. V'kol Shura Mehen, each row is Shalosh Amos, Orech V'Shalosh Rocha V'Rum Shalosh Amos, is three height, three length, three width. V'hainu, so how do you have a row like that? Shenim Tzu'usham. So now we're talking about one row, right? Now we're talking about each row is 3 by 3 by 1. No, each row is 3 by 3 by 3. How do you have that? That in each row there's tisha avonim, 9 stones, shakol evan, who 1 by 1 by 3. V'chem b'chol shura. So the kids, we have 9 stones. Each stone is 1 by 1 by 3.
We're talking about potential stones. No. It's really all one piece.
Yeah. I think, I guess. Yeah, it's because it's one big cellar. Okay. So then why say, that? No, but that's schwer. So then why talk about 9 or 27? Just say the dimension of the cellar.
That's what it is. No? I thought that's what it's describing, is the dimension of the cellar.
So why not just say the dimension of the cellar? Rather, I think they...
That's what he says in a note. Each row had dimensions, and the three rows together would produce 27 stones.
Yeah, look at note. You have the Hebrew?
I have the English.
Do you have note 8? Maybe it's the same note.
I know. I have note 5.
Is there a note 8? Is there a note 8?
On the next page.
Yeah, look at note. Just look at note 8.
The above law applies only if the wall is at least 10 to 12 high. No, that's not it.
Okay. You know what? On the words of the Mishnah, 27 stones. Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I have.
So do you have a note that brings down a Mishnah Yosef? They bring down the Hebraian Mishnah Yosef, the Taisus Achrainim, and Ziv Hayom, and Shari Yamuna. Why did the Mishnah give the shear of the rose? Oh, he has Pumfaket. Why didn't it just say 27 stones? Why didn't it just say 27 stones, with each stone being 1 by 1 by 3? I would have asked Pumfaket, why do you have to talk about how many? Maybe because I guess it wants to show you. The point is that it's obvious, that it's clear that you have here a machzeh that's providing stones for binyan. Oh, that's the teretz. The point is, you have a machzeh here that's providing stones for binyan. And that's already clear and nikkur and obvious. So the Mishnah wants to... It does. If it would just say you have a machzeh here that's... whatever you call that, 27 by 3. You know, if it just gave you the dimension of the cella, it wouldn't bring out the point. The point is that... If it provides already this many stones, so that's why it's nikar, that it's a machzev, and that you're taking the avonim for binyan. By saying the number of avonim and how much each one size is, right, as you said, the heter is the size of the cella, which could produce this many stones. The pshat in saying it this way is to let you know what the heter is. The heter is because... This is for binyan. There's 27 stones here, and each one is 1 by 1 by 3. So, Sagapona de Marafulda, I don't know, I'm not good at math. You have the first picture, according to the Rash, Rav, and Marafulda?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what it looks like. So there's 27 stones.
Right, 3 times 9.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3 times 9. And each one is 1 by 1 by 3. Right? So you have Shalosh Morbius, is 3 rows. Shalosh Morbius, Shehain, each row is 3 by 3 by 3. Right? Yeah, that's what the picture shows.
I see 3 by 3 by 3.
Each row is 3 by 3 by 3. And the Shiuron, I'm reading from the Mishnah now, and the Shear, meaning how many stones can you produce here, is 27 stones.
Right.
Each row is 9 stones of 1 by 1 by 3. Okay, so that's it. That's Marifold that learns in the Mishnah. Again, just to read over the words of the Mishnah. Achiva Shalosh Morbius means 3 rows. Shehain, each row is 3 by 3 by 3. I mean, he's calling a block a row. That's a row. Each row is 3 by 3 by 3. Shiuron, and the shear of all 3 rows, or the amount of stones of that all 3 rows, is 27 stones. That means it could produce 27 stones, each stone of which would be 1 by 1 by 3.
Okay, so now this area you can't plant in anyway, it sounds like.
The point is, he's not. When this is already uncovered from before Shvius, so first of all, it's obvious there's a machsev here. No one's going to be choishish that his digging, it's a machsev, and once it's a machsev, obviously the stones are used for binyan. No one just uproots a machsev and plants there. It's not worth the work. You take the stones for binyan. Maybe when you're finished, you would plant there, but that's not your intention. Right. You're not clearing away stones for binyan. So that's the point of the Mishnah. Again, it's focused on the digging, not so much on the machzeh. That if it was already uncovered, Erev Shvius, this amount, then you can dig more. You can already uncover more, and you can take away the stones. Okay. Okay, there's other, if you look in the article, the other pshat, then you see the other pictures.
Uh-huh.
Wait, how is Bays different than Aleph?
I see. It's because it goes down also. It's cubed. It's a cube, like.
Cube. Okay. Now we're talking about a geder. Mishnah Vav, it's called. Mishnah Vav in the Vincia. A geder means a fence, a stone fence. So you want to clear away the stone fence. You want to take away stones from the fence. So again, we wanted to make sure that you want to take it away for binyan. So we want to make sure it looks like that. Geder sheyesh bo esar avonim. Once there's 10 stones that are so big, shel masu shnayim shnayim, that there are 10 stones that are so big that you need 2 people to carry it. Ari elu yinotlu. So then, if there's 10 big stones, 10 big stones, so then you could take away the stones. Lutzorach binyan. People see big stones at Lutzorach binyan. Now here you're dealing with, I think, because it's Tolish Menakarka, so we're a little more makil. Here you're talking about a geder that's Tolish Menakarka. You're not talking about a machzeh that's Mechubal Akarka. You're talking about a geder that's Tolish Menakarka. So you want to take a stone. So you can take away all the stones if there's this many big ones. If there's 10 big ones that each one is two people need to carry, so then it's nikar that it's for binyan purposes. And you could even take away the small ones. Areli yinotlu. Shear geder, though, is a sorot tfachim. Why would there have to be a geder? Why? He says, he brings down to Atzkel here, the Hebrew says that the then it has a cheshivus, and then we apply like the rule to it that no one's going to knock it down with Tzorech Zeria. It's if they need the Avonim Labinyan, they'll take it. But they're not, you know, it's a chosh of a thing, they're not going to just be horace it in order to plant. It's the necessity for the Ten Tvachim is to, again, for the Nikar, that it's for Binyan. So he brings down from the Toysa Sanchei Shem and Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnayos, that if it's 10 Tvachim, then it's a Chash of a Geder, and then okay. You would say people don't knock it down. just to get how much place you're going to gain already to plant. So it's more logical. So it's more. It's nicker that you want the avonim for bidding. Okay.
In other words, and it's not enough that these stones are so heavy that you need two people.
It's matter even the small ones. If there's this many stones that are so big, so it's matter the small ones too. We're going to have later that even if it doesn't fit into the category where you matter the small ones, but the big ones remain mutter.
Because that's, even if it's not a fence or
a tent. That we're going to have in later Mishnahs. The Mishnahs are going to go through all different kinds of stone structures in the field and say what's mutter and what's also. So here we have the machzev, and then we have, with more kaldinim, we have the geder. Okay. So pochos mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim, or there's no 10 big stones, then it's kemachzev. Then it's like a machzev in that gomamo pochos mina oretz tefach, that you have to leave a tefach in the ground. You have to leave a tefach at pochos mina oretz tefach. You have to leave a tefach on the ground. And then it's clear you're not being machshir the oretz lezriah. In other words, all of a sudden we're saying something about a machzev that we didn't say before. Mm-hmm. We're saying that even if it meets all the requirements of the 27 stones that are uncovered, and it's obviously you're taking away to a binyan, but you always have to leave a tefach on the karka. You can never clear it away in Gansin. So again there, you could take it away totally. I guess that's the chilek because it's tolush, not mechubal l'karka. So again there, you could take away totally. But that's if the geder meets, pardon the pun, all the gedarim of a geder.
Oh, you just
pochos mikan. If the geder doesn't have 10 tefachim, or if it doesn't have 10 big stones, then it's kamachzev. In what sense? Nothing's uncovered. Nobody's digging
then you have
anything.
To leave a tefach.
That you have to leave a tefach. Meaning, a machzev, you always have to leave a tefach. Even if it meets all the requirements. So they bring down the reason. Probably is from the. It probably is because of machzev, there's b'chubal karka.
So it's going to be more hard. So that's why it's funny, because once you do the karka, I would say, when you give all your rules for, it's obviously not doing it for the sphere. But maybe the digging up until you get to that point is necessary. Is necessary.
Together does not. If together doesn't meet the requirements, then it's like a machzev. So it's funny, the Mishnah, because the Mishnah like throws in like a requirement for machzev that wasn't mentioned in the ratio. That's why there's all the pshatim in the Mishnah, because this is a difficulty with this pshat. But this is probably, let's see if the And it's both things, the machzev and the geder. Bamed devarim amurim mitoch shelo. These hagbolas, that you're not allowed to do it if it's not your field, is mitoch shelo. Avo mitoch shel chaveiro mashu rotzayito. So I know it leaves plenty of room for tricks, obviously. But mitoch shel chaveiro, you can do whatever you want. If it's, I guess, some people know it's not your field. So people don't think you're being machzev for zriah. They think you're taking it away to have the stones. The guy's letting you take the stones. The guy's letting you take the stones for binyan. That's a head that will happen in the next.
Wait, so you go into someone else's field, you could do.
You could take anything you want. No one's going to be chayshish that
you're going preparing someone else's field
for zriah. Right. We have that in the next perek too. It's not cleaning up a field. That someone else's field you can do. Obviously, this leaves room for.
I hope he's a nice worker.
You do mine. You do, yeah, right. Okay, next, Hagbola Bamedvar Mamurim, Bizman Shalom Hiskel Bomir of Shvius. So till now we talked about you can't start digging it out unless it was already uncovered from before Shvius a certain huge amount. But that uncovering could have been just by itself. It was never covered up. It was that amount of stones were not covered by earth. Now we're talking about if he started quarrying, I think the word is. If he started quarrying, that's the word. Then weiter in the machzeh, I guess you can do what you want. Oh no, maybe the gather also. Once you started taking away stones from the gather on erev shvius, then you can continue on shvius. Once you started doing it erev shvius, you have no more hagbolos. Then it's clear what you're doing. And why is it clear what you're doing? Why is it clear what you're doing? Why is it clear what you're doing? Because you started building, maybe. But it doesn't say that requirement. You started taking the stones for binyan on erev shvius. Why? Maybe you started preparing the field for zri erev shvius. If you started before, does that show anything? Even on a Balabat, there's a lot more talking. I'm not talking like fancy stuff. B'medavar Mamurim took Shalom, okay. Yeah, B'medavar Mamurim is actually a schoolboy mayor of Shvius. Abulim Hiskelboy mayor of Shvius, Mashi writes a Yito. He started. Oh, he brings down. Okay, he brings down. You want to look up the Mishnah Rishayna? This Mishnah. Take him down. She is fine in Mishnayos. The Yochanan boy is Mishnayos. The Mishnah Rishayna says. The Rishas Taka says that he. It means he started. No, he doesn't say. Wait, he almost quotes it wrong. The Rishashah said he started taking the stones, Ereshias. He quotes the Rishashah saying he started taking the stones and building. There's the Mishnah Rishayna on the Mishnah. Are you in the Yochanan Bayis? No, you're in the...
Here we are. Okay. Okay. Mishnah Rishona. That's Mishnah Rishona. Aval im hisril, me'erev shvius. Lo yudati tama heter, behisril. V'chi mishum, shetikin sadeo be'erev shvius. Yehi mutter gam b'shvius. Ela b'Yerushalmi ikka plukta b'ha d'sharina b'masnisen d'hocha hecha d'ikka l'meymar d'l'binyin boi l'hu d'ikka man d'omar hason d'afilo miskaven l'takin tzodeyu.
Oh, okay, that's too... It's totally in the show. We didn't learn it yet.
Yeah.
I don't see it. That would be the nicest if Hischil meant and he started building. What does the Tiferes Yisrael say when you have a Mishnah Yisrael? What does the Tiferes Yisrael say? How will Hischil boy beget there, Me'er Shvius, Lahoros?
Is much Hischil boy Me'er Shvius? How will Hischil boy Me'er? Doesn't say.
Okay. Zivna Yom Kippur. Zivna Yom Kippur.
Chazanish, Yud Tes Hei.
You're looking Shvius, Yud Tes Hei. Essay.
Just Dalit, not hey.
What?
Dalit, I have it here.
Okay. Kele Chazesh obviously was not bored. And they was not Rambam Kosher. Does it say he talks about the business about his Chomer Shvius? The quarry becomes known, that's all. Okay, that could be, they just chat the Lashon Chazanish that didn't come to explain this, but just, you know, that's sometimes dry. They take a Lashon Chazanish in a sentence. Okay, so that's, okay, good, let's go back to it.
So once again, this Mendramer was saying what? The Bisman Shelo his Chilbo Meir Shvius.
You have to watch out. You know, Pshat. The first part of the Mishnah, the very first line of the Mishnah, or Yiftach, unless it was already uncovered. It could have been uncovered by the wind, unless it was already uncovered this much stone. So it was already Mikar as a Mokom of a quarry because it was uncovered. Now we're saying, he doesn't have 27 stones uncovered. He wants to be Peseach B'machzeh if he wants to start digging. If he started digging or chipping out stones
Erev Shvius.
On Erev Shvius, then he can always continue Shvius. There's no more Gedar. He can be Goyme Me'al Ha'aretz. He doesn't need 27 stones. The Geder doesn't need 10 Tfachim. The Geder doesn't need 10 Avonim Masa Shnayim Shnayim. As long as he started working Erev Shvius.
He showed it to Makom Binyan before.
Yeah, Makom Binyan. So Shaila is if he just started digging, but he didn't start building. So what do they actually show? That's the Mishnah Rishonah's problem. Okay? Tzorechi and Ketzas, perhaps. Let's see if the gross or something. No. Okay. Zokta Gemara. Hey Chavita. Hey Chavita. And how do we're looking at the Marafolta? What's the cheshbon? How do the three rows equal 27 stones? So we're going to go with the Marafolta. Having Garcia plus a zimnin min plus. That's the Marafolta's Gersa. Plus a zimnin min plus means 3 times 3. It's Tisha is 9. Plus a zimnin min Tisha and 9 times 3 or 3 times 9 is 27. So that's how the Marafolda ended up learning. You know, that's your 27 is because you have 3 times 3 is one row, and then 9 times 3 is the three rows. Let's see, Shashuli will say thing. Hechidam yichav zayin avonim, the loik tani al sholosh al sholosh. Right, sholosh mur be yashen sholosh al sholosh al rum sholosh. So when you get, what's the cheshbon of 27? Tlas zimnim in tlas is teisha, havyin, 3 times 3 is 9. The sholosh al sholosh, the tlan sholoshuas komar, the pahavu teisha kol murbis, each row is 9. Sholosh murbis min teisha, and 3 times 9 is 27. Okay. Tani, machzav shebein oil bein chadeiro. Uposach bo chadeiro beheter. Erev Shvius, maybe his friend started Erev Shvius. I saw how he saw Chelko Mugula Chavzayin Avonim, but the Rav Hul Iftach Lechatchila. So that's another big kula. If it's he has a quarry, it's in his friend's field and his, I guess it's on the border, and his friend started Ba'ifin Heter. So then it's Nikar, Nikar. That's all Mutter. V'imhoisa Reika, but if his friend already cleared away his whole machzeh, the whole machzeh that's on his part of the field. So then it's also, because then, I guess, there's no hazaskas of the friend anymore. The friend was nostalgic, he showed. So even though, you know, again, balabatis, we read the container, it's just his nikar, but that's together, you know, that's like a loy plug. Once you cleared away all the stones, so then you have nothing. When Shvius entered, there was nothing but on his side. But on his side. I would stop here. I don't remember that coming in.
How do we stop this?